I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Two kinds of people in this world, Kayla.
Okay.
I tell you, there's two kinds of people. Two kinds of people in this world, Maddie.
Oh, who's the first kind of people?
There's two kinds of people in this world. First kind of people are the people who lived in southeast part of town, lived in Hendo, you know, and everything. Got snow yesterday. There was everybody else who had FOMO. Our folks in our neighborhood, folks on the west side, went up to Red Rock and brought snow down.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
Yeah. It shouldn't even. And if you thought about it, it's the usual suspects.
Yeah,
it's my Carrot Top's brother, who's just a maniac. I'm pretty sure he's the culprit. I can see him going up there with his truck and a shovel.
Yeah,
and you know, and 15 minutes coming back.
Oh sure,
with the truck and a shovel full of snow. Yeah,
that's like adorable.
That. I know you had some.
Oh my God, we got full snow. If you want to, I made a video, a reels this morning. Go check out the Instagram at Radio Kayla. It was glorious. It was the most, I think it was the most, and I just didn't grow up in snow. So there was chunks of snow like falling for like
chunks.
Hours.
I like
there
that.
Were.
Well,
it was big pieces of snow falling from the sky.
They were large flakes.
Yes.
Chunks as we...
We called them blobs in New England, so I like okay. Blobs, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it was very exciting because it lasted for like 3 hours. Like, it went on for three. It was so exciting. So, of course, I'm from Florida. I don't know anything about this, so I ran out into the snow and was playing around. I'm like, this is glorious. And then you come back in, you're sopping wet, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, you're wet and you're cold, and that's the part they don't show you in your beloved Hallmark movies.
Yes. Mm-mm.
Is the wet and cold part. But that usually leads to the nudity, which is also the other part. Which is cool, and the fire, but it's that middle part.
Yeah,
the middle part's not great.
No,
it's really
all.
Not. It's not romantic at all. It's just wet and gloppy, and you're like, oh, I thought I liked this.
Mm. You got puddles in your front steps, and you step in it with your socks.
That's why a lot of people have like a mud room.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You got a room, or you got a plate, you got a spot. Where that's where you take your stuff off.
Yes.
Because you ain't coming in the house with that.
But it was very exciting yesterday in the Southeast.
Yeah, for some.
Yeah.
You know what yesterday was? Monday. For me, Monday. It was nothing. It was literally nothing. It was like, yeah, okay, that's what's happening. Oh, look what's happening over there. My house, same as every other day.
Yeah, I avoided it like the plague. My fiance wanted to go find it. I was like, why would we go find it? We grew up with it. We know what it looks like. It's cold.
Yeah, but she hasn't seen it in a while, I bet. So she's probably like Jones and Portland.
Snow in the desert's unique. And I mean, like if it was in my neighborhood, sure.
Sure.
I wasn't, but I wasn't going to go across town.
Mm-mm. Well, the problem with it is that like here, it just normally doesn't stick. It just doesn't. It ended up sticking yesterday I was specifically in Sun City Anthem. It ended up sticking to the ground all day, which was very exciting for us.
And that, when that part of town gets it, they get it good.
Yeah,
like it was probably a decade ago now, the big one, like around in 11 or 12, whenever. And man, the southeast part of town got hit. There was like a foot.
Yeah.
There was like literally a foot of snow.
How did you guys like have to cancel everything and just like, you have no plows?
No, or? Just those people.
Oh, just
no, because literally on the west side of town, there was nothing.
That's crazy.
And then, but in Anthem, and I know that was when, that was my nose, even it was more than a decade ago because my wife and I hadn't met yet.
It was
right before we met. So it was like 08.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. And no, she tells a story about how the couple of guys from the neighborhood helped her shove her car up into the, you know, up into the driveway.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. Because we lived literally at the end of her, well, she lived at the end of Horizon Ridge. Where they got it again yesterday.
Yeah.
So, good times. You know what I mean? The memories.
Yeah.
But yeah, two kinds of people in this world. Either you did or you did not. And back to normal today.
Yeah, exactly.
Had it already melted away?
No, when I left yesterday, it was around 5:30, still on the ground. I felt like a tyrant yesterday, though. I did have to go on sled duty around the golf course because people were trying to bring sleds out. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you can't sled on the golf course because it damages so much of the course when you do that. So that was my job yesterday.
Really? You were...
I had to go out there. I'm like, hey, listen, I know you're just trying to have fun, but can you go have fun on that hill that's not on our course, please?
That is the perfect job for you. No, I mean, just because you're the rule enforcer.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say I didn't enjoy it, but I did have to go do it and then felt kind of like a jerk for it. So.
The aftermath, but in the moment, man, you loved that.
God, it was so good. I brought out a list of reasons why. It was fantastic.
No, for a long time, we called Kayla America's Hallmark.
Walking around with a clipboard.
No, that's her thing.
I love it. God.
I don't know if you heard that because you were answering the phone. But no, like she felt like a jerk afterwards for telling people they couldn't sled. But in the moment,
this is glorious.
She loved born for this. Michael, tell us about the snow.
So you were talking about when we got blasted down in the Henderson area.
Yeah.
My cousin was actually married to a guy at that time who came out of Rochester, New York. So lake effect snow all the time, da-da-da. It was snowing so hard, and they live up there just below Anthem. And he actually pulled over in that parking lot at Serene and Eastern and parked his truck. He had a Escalade SUV.
It's not important.
Parked it and would not move because he was not able to control the vehicle. And this is somebody who grew up in that.
Oh yeah.
Well, but in his
those stories are far and wide to the guy who's out there in his shorts. It's all the time. And then he's the one that you end up having to push out. Because he should know better. But he's like, I grew up in Rochester. I grew up in Buffalo.
Jason was smart enough to say, you know what? I'm pulling over. I'm not trying to move this truck. It's not good.
That's so funny.
And then he's watching everyone getting wrecked.
Yeah, no, you know what? There are two types of those two. The one that goes, well, I know all about it, and then they end up piling it up in the ditch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the other one who goes, I know all about it. I'm going to park here. Thank you very much.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Random conversation Maddie and I just had. Can you do grocery delivery?
Yeah.
We can't.
My
wife and I can't. Maddie, you were kind of, you're like.
Are you asking like if I could do it, like if I would want to do it or if I could like actually just order it?
Like, do you do grocery
delivery?
No,
we do not. No.
Why is this?
Because we like to go to the grocery store.
We do too.
Yeah.
But also my wife and to a certain degree me as well, don't like the idea of other people touching our stuff, even though we realize I'm perfectly fine with taking the front one off of the display.
Okay.
I will also, as someone, I spent two, maybe 3 weeks in my grand career as working at a grocery store. But I'm very interested in the idea, what they call it. They call it flash.
Okay.
When you put everything up to the front and make it look nice. And so my particular brand of OCD or whatever this is that makes me tick, that I really like to have everything look nice.
Sure.
So I will replace the one that I have chosen. I'll replace it with a new one so that everything looks nice. So the flash is...
I love that.
Sure.
It's very considerate of you. Mm-hmm.
My wife digs four back, and she'll take one from way in the back that she doesn't think anybody else has fingered. and doesn't that term...
Well, I love it. She doesn't go to the back like, oh, I'm trying to look for the most date that I can get out on something.
Oh, that too. No, that too.
I was going to say.
We're both those people.
Well, yeah, you just want the best deal. Like if you see the milk and it's like, oh, it expires in 2 weeks or this one expires in 3 weeks, then you get that one, obviously.
Yeah. But that's why we can't. That's why we could never do grocery delivery.
I just don't prefer it because sometimes I'll look at them and I go, these strawberries are bigger than the, I don't care about the expiration like fruit we eat so quickly in our house. It's like, it doesn't last more than 2, maybe 3 days max anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. But I like if I go pick out strawberries, I like the bigger strawberries. So I don't want someone to pick one out where there's like mini ones in there. I want big strawberries.
I'm even just talking about like canned goods.
Yeah.
You know, like we still couldn't do it. Maybe, but we don't want to.
I get that.
Yeah, but oh no, fruits and vegetables? No, thank you. No, thank you.
I have a friend that's out. She only shops because she has 4 kids under the age of 8. And she's like, I have no time to go to the grocery store. So she picks up, she literally does like an Instacart every day.
Jeez. Yeah. But how did she survive before then?
When she didn't have kids, she went to the grocery store.
She had 4 kids in the pandemic.
and that's the problem. She has 4 kids. The oldest one just turned 8, and she's like, and the youngest ones are like 1 and like almost 3. Going to the grocery store is a nightmare for her.
Yeah, she needed video games during the pandemic. There's no two ways about that. All right, let's jump into horoscopes. There are 31 days in January, in case you were wondering. Today is tomorrow, February 1st. And I have no idea where we're starting because I don't have a
Capricorns, actually. To all my fellow Capricorns, a burst of physical energy might have you spending hours working out today. You might decide to try a new and ambitious exercise program.
Yeah?
That's not me. So you do it, other Capricorns. Your day is a 9.
You do you. Aries, you may have a lot of errands to run, or perhaps you're just antsy and unwilling to spend the day indoors. Whatever it is, you may come into contact with some unusual people and events. That sounds like fun. Make sure it ends up on TikTok. Aries, your day is an 8.
So Aquarius, are you involved in an ambitious creative project of some kind? You might have so much to do that you have decided to take on a partner. If you haven't already, your day is an 8.
Yeah, Taurus, huge for you. Honestly, really good day for just about everybody.
Yeah.
Taurus, a financial windfall may be coming your way. Might not be like a lottery win or a surprise inheritance. It's probably something that you've worked hard for, and then now that's coming to fruition and you didn't see it coming, and it may even be more than you expected.
That's really cool.
How good is that? Taurus, your day is a double-digit Tuesday 10.
Because you earned it. I think that's the cool thing about it. Pisces, the desire to improve your home's appearance might suddenly come over you today. The results will speak for themselves. Get family members to help you. You won't want to be too tired to enjoy what you've done. Pisces, your day's a 9.
Geminis, we're always killing it. You're probably feeling full of energy, looking for an outlet for it aside from the usual jog or workout. A hike along a scenic path would be just the thing for you. But Geminis, we're crushing today. Our day is a 10.
Scorpio, career matters may involve some touchy circumstances that require ingenious methods to solve. You're in the right frame of mind to come up with them. Your day is an 8.
Everybody look out for Virgos today. They're the ones that need just a little bit of help. Your subconscious mind is active today, perhaps releasing old traumas from the past. Memories from long ago could pour into your mind as though floodgates were opened. So just know, don't let that take over your entire day.
Yeah.
If you do, your day's a 6. But if you can battle through it, you'll do better than that.
Libra, your innate sense of adventure is active today. Travel is on your mind. You and some friends may kick around ideas for an unconventional trip to an exotic place. Enjoy your 10.
I think I almost have my wife talked into going to spring training during spring break.
Exotic.
Arizona. But I'm worried that we've waited too long and that there won't be any tickets or any hotel rooms. But I don't know. There's ways around everything. Sagittarius, a social event could bring like a motorhome.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like fun? A social event, Sagittarius, could bring you into contact with some interesting people in fascinating fields. If you're single, you could meet a potential lover.
Hot.
This will be an evening to remember. Oh my goodness. Sagittarius, your day is very sexy nine.
Leo, today the desire to do something you've never done before could be overwhelming. You might toy with the outrageous ideas like learning to skydive or bungee jump. Leo, your day is a nine.
Yeah, Cancer, whether you're planning some redecorating, landscaping, refurnishing, or maybe just a good old-fashioned thorough cleaning, you'll probably take the bull by the horns today and concentrate on nothing else. This is Cancer, your day is a nine. This is a day of like rebirth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you notice, like a lot of these are talking about that. Like this is going to be a
end of the month, start of a new. I get that.
A pitter patter, let's get at her type of scenario.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So let's get it. Let's get it. Hashtag be the 10. Great things are just about to happen. Thank you for starting your day with the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I don't even know where to start with these today. They're all so good. I don't know which order to put them in. So I'll start at the top, I guess. So Mr. Beast, he's a big star on YouTube, big star on TikTok.
Yeah, huge.
His real name is Jimmy Donaldson. He's making waves for all the right reasons. He's made a ton of dough on YouTube, and part of it is for giving out money and doing nice things for nice people, and it's all kind of just come back. It's all come back tenfold. You know what I mean? So now he has helped 1,000 people see again by getting them cataract surgery. He was literally on Twitter, which was odd. He's, you know, obviously on all social media.
Yes.
But he was like, why would you not, why would the government not do this? If you can give people surgery, you know what I mean, and help them see.
Yes.
Then you put more people back into the workforce, and then
that's insane, though.
And then they pay taxes and all that kind of. So he started with 40 people at homeless shelters and free clinics in Florida. Then another group helped him find a whole bunch of other people, 950 of them, legally blind people all over the world who couldn't afford the surgery. It only takes 10 minutes.
Really?
It's like
shocking.
It's like LASIK. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Guess it's all lasers now. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the video's great, especially the reactions when people are able to see again for the first time. Some of them got more than just surgery. We'll tell you about that in just a second.
In this video, we're curing 1,000 people's blindness. It's going to be crazy.
They can't see, but we have all the technology to fix it.
Yep. Half of all the blindness in the world is people who need a 10-minute surgery.
I'll see everybody. Oh, I can see clear. I can jump for joy.
I see your face. I see your face. I see your face.
You pay for my surgery?
Yes.
Seriously?
You know what? Here's $10,000 to make your day even better.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, some my them, God.
Yeah, some of them got more than just surgery. He surprised a few of them with $10,000. One kid got $50,000 for college, and a guy who's never been able to drive got the surgery. And now he's able to drive because he can see, and he gave him a brand new Tesla.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. I always thought he did just like those games where, oh, all you 100 people stand in this square, and then the last one out, whatever, wins $100,000. So that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of changed it up a little bit.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah. I know he does good, but.
Two 12-year-olds in Massachusetts hiking last Wednesday found a grenade in a pile of trash. So they took up. Now, this is real. This is the smart part here. This is way better. I got to be honest. I was like, would I do this? Probably not. Me, a fully grown, fully formed, rational, I believe mostly rational thinking adult.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would do this well. They took a picture, remembered where they were, and went to get an adult to take care of the grenade. The town's chief of police called him wicked smart. Yeah. You know why? Because they're in Massachusetts, Kayla.
And they're wicked smart.
Yeah, and they handled it really well. It turns out it was a real grenade. It was not live. It was a dud. I don't know what the difference is, but still, it's live. It was a real grenade. It was a real thing. And then finally this morning, a small town hardware store in Kentucky, they're getting national exposure thanks to the owner's weird sense of humor. It's called J-Town Hardware. It's placed just outside of Louisville called Jeffersontown, so J-Town.
Yes.
You know, dude used to work there as a teenager, and now he owns the store. So part of back in the day when he was, working there as a teenager, it was his job to change the sign.
While my boss was out of town, I changed it to Elvis buys his Porter paint here. All week long, people were calling saying, I want the same kind of paint Elvis buys. There's probably 200 different sayings on there right now. But we sell fresh chicken poop.
One of the signs said there's plenty of nuts inside, meaning, you know, screws, bolts, and nuts. And a lot of people take it the opposite way.
Our carpet cleaners remove blood.
It makes you chuckle.
Nowadays, you know, we all need a good laugh. There's not a whole lot of things to laugh about.
Our carpet cleaners remove blood. That's awesome. And now that he owns the joint, he's installed a digital sign so he can change it whenever he feels like it.
Oh my God.
Probably from his phone, which is awesome.
That's hilarious.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hey, I want to try and sell you on a relationship rehab.
Pitch me.
May I?
Please.
I have a work conference coming up in Orlando. By the way, screw you, Orlando.
I'm mad at Orlando now.
I'm mad at Orlando, too.
Yeah.
Do you know why we're mad at Orlando, Maddie? Are you mad at Orlando as well?
You should be mad at Orlando.
I'm very mad at Orlando. Yeah.
You should be mad at Orlando.
If you're
as well.
Mad, you'll say screw Orlando right now.
It's not really Orlando's fault. Mm. It's not really their fault because they're cheap and trashy. But whatever. you know why we're mad?
Yes.
Speak.
Isn't it the number one place to get married right now?
BS!
Right? Yes, I agree.
That's a lie. No. I almost said bull spit.
No.
I almost said it.
That's how mad we are right now. They try to take our title like that. How are they going to come at us and go, it's the number one spot to get married? I've been to Orlando.
thank you. Now, you know what the problem with Orlando is and why and where they've kind of messed this up? Is because to get out of the airport and get to the good stuff in Orlando, You got to go through the, like, you go through what I assume is like the worst part of town.
Yeah.
And if that's not the worst part of town, I don't want to go to the worst part of town.
I can tell you it is not the worst part of town. I've been all, I know, shocking, right? It's not the worst part. Actually, my friend lives between downtown, and my best friend lives between downtown and the airport. It's actually a very nice area. It's on the come up. There's a much worse area in like the northeast area.
Maybe this guy was taking us through a shortcut or something. Because we were going, my buddy's a hotel snob, so we went to play golf. He was like, "You got to come with me. We're gonna go and we'll play golf. You've never experienced it until you played golf in Orlando." And he wanted to stay at the Ritz Carlton.
Well,
you
know, because fancy, like,
Tiger Woods and all the pro golfers all live in Orlando. You know what I mean? And so that was his big thing.
Are you sure not mistaken with West Palm?
Are you sure you're not mistaking it with West Palm?
Tiger lives in Jupiter, Florida, which is like West Palm. So that's, yeah.
I just go along with the story.
Okay, yes. Lives in Orlando.
At that point, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Really? Because you could have, Jupiter's whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's an hour and a half drive. It's fine. But they probably play there all the time.
So we were going to Florida. And anyway, the long and the short of it was we were going out of the airport. It sucked. And we were like, literally, like, this is bad. We could die.
When you go into Orlando Airport, it's in the southeast corner. You have to go all the way. I mean, you can kind of get around it. But to get to, like, the good parts, which is, like, the theme parks and everything, that's on, like, the far west side outside of Orlando.
Yeah,
so
put the airport closer.
Yeah.
They literally should move that airport. You know, like, here, it's just, you get out of the airport, strip.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's right there. It's good. And they take you out they don't take a right when they get to Trop.
Yeah.
You know, they take you out Swenson. They don't take a right. Now, if they took a right, you could start making the same argument. Well, this doesn't look very nice over here. Nope, but they take a left. You go straight there.
Yep.
Bang. Done. No, Orlando came up. There was a study that somebody, it's one thing that somebody said Orlando's better than us. That we're number two for the best place to get married in America.
Stupid.
I looked at it really quick. The long and the short of it is it's cheaper in Orlando.
That's all it
is. You know why? Aww. Yeah, because they're trashy. That's why. Because they're trashy. And no disrespect, Kayla. You're here now. You're not there. Well, they're in Florida.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In Florida. So, speaking of which, however, Kevin has a work conference. So here's my pitch. For relationship rehab.
Bring it.
Kevin has a work conference. Company pays for airfare and hotel. The hotel for the conference, and I believe the conference site itself, is at Disney World.
Okay.
The dilemma is his wife wants to go and bring their three daughters. I love my wife and my daughters. Traveling across the country with three kids, the oldest is six.
Ooh.
The youngest is 10 months old.
Ooh.
Isn't there a rule about you can only have so many carry-ons? Isn't there a rule? Like you got to leave one behind or something? I don't know.
Stow it away.
I don't know anything about no babies. And then having to entertain them after the conference every day sounds exhausting. I don't even want to go anymore. This is usually my 3-day break that I get once a year. Like spend time with my colleagues that I don't see except, so is he the jerk? Okay, can that be today's relationship rehab?
I would love to discuss this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we'll open it up to calls and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't think we can get Kevin on quick enough. I don't think we could swing that. But okay.
Yes, we should discuss. Because I'm intrigued.
We don't really need Kevin. There's no variables here.
No.
It's pretty cut and dried. I was going to say we could push this off until tomorrow. All right. Now, by the time we get done with this one, then you find one and you pitch me.
Okay.
Or tomorrow.
Okay.
And it will qualify as a tease. See,
fair enough.
What an efficient show this is right now. All right. That's good. Yeah, I think that was it. Was there anything else? That we had to talk about right
now? Should we bash on Orlando a little bit more? Can we do that?
No, I think they're sufficiently bashed. We called them trashy. We said to get to any of the good stuff from the airport, you got to go through the bad stuff.
God.
You got to go through the bad stuff. Yeah, and it seemed like long. I was like, that was the other thing. I was like, now we, admittedly, we'd had drinks on the plane. That's a long flight, kids. Mm-hmm. So we'd had lots of drinks. And, yeah, I remember going, this is a long way, and we're not in this neighborhood's not so great.
Yeah.
And I was, and I felt that perhaps we were getting took. But my buddy was pretty sure that we were going the right way.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he'd done it before.
To give you an idea, I know a lot of people that will go to Tampa for vacation because Tampa is like this, where the airport's in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you're immediately there. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Because Orlando's like, not necessarily like the Denver airport, where Denver airport, like you're taking a 45-minute Uber ride out to the Denver airport because it's by itself.
Some.
Yeah. It's not quite like that, but it's close.
Huh.
Yeah.
And trashy. I don't know if you know that that's Tampa. Do you know what the actual official, look it up. It's science. Look it up. The official city motto of Tampa.
What is it?
Not as trashy as Orlando. No, look it up. Google it right now. I dare you. Go ahead. If you don't find it right away, keep looking. It's there.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
For the record, you should know that any time, just 99 times out of 100, if Kayla pushes the button that connects the two studios that we're in, we're basically in the same room, but we're not. We're divided.
They just put a piece of, quote, soundproof glass between the two of us.
Pretty soundproof. She's on many occasions gone, you can't hear that? And I'm like, hear what? Me singing? No.
Solid.
Thankfully. I can't. But you should know, 99 times out of 100, Kayla pushes the button and goes, I have a question. It's going to end up being on the show.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I don't need anybody else.
I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
This is one of those times.
Yes. I want to know, can you do a brunch-themed menu at a Super Bowl party?
Let me ask you this. Why couldn't you?
I'm genuinely asking because traditionally you get, like, if you go to a Super Bowl party and people are like, they'll go, okay, put what you're bringing. And everyone goes chicken wings and sliders and I'm bringing this dip and all that stuff. Like, I was thinking in my brain, people get so stoked about brunch. Like, yeah, oh, we're going to go to dinner or whatever is fine with friends. But, like, when you make brunch plans, people get ramped up for brunch.
I'm literally not trying to just, you know, pull the pin, toss the grenade in, and then shut the door. I'm literally not trying to do that to this bit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you again. Why couldn't you?
You can. You can. The question is, I'm gonna pitch the whole thing. You go to a Super Bowl party.
A show of pitches.
This is. I'm gonna lay it out for you. You tell me if you're excited about this Super Bowl party. Okay. People show up. You're hosting it and stuff like that, and you get everything out. People show up and they bring cinnamon rolls, and someone brings a tray of eggs.
Your only issue is how early you're starting. See the game. This is the part. Oh no, it's earlier here than, but it's not that early. It's not as early.
It's not brunch early. This
is earlier than Florida. Yeah, it's earlier than Florida. It's not brunch early. But if you're starting, if that's all you're doing, you're probably missing an opportunity. So you've almost got to double down. If you're starting early enough, it's Bloody Marys and brunch.
Yes.
And then you clear that away, and then it becomes chips, dips, hot dogs.
But I don't want to double prepare things. I want one theme.
Then you still have to have something. You know, you don't have a choice. You still have to have something.
Really?
For your guests. Yeah. You can't just go, okay, you're on your own.
Okay, pivot. What if we did like a biscuits and gravy situation where you can eat that at any time of the day and everyone's satisfied? Could that, because it still plays into the brunch theme,
you're pushing.
Man.
It's going to be 3:00 and I'm just like, why are these biscuits and gravy? You know what I mean? I'm going to look at that. I'm going to go, this isn't right.
But I'm saying, like, even if you just started the brunch at like 2 versus starting a brunch at 11, like.
Again, you could. Will it be successful? I don't know.
Mm.
Take a poll. Take a talk to your people.
Okay.
Well, what's great about brunch is that you don't have to stick to just breakfast foods. Brunch is a mixture of breakfast and lunch, so you can still have the chicken wings and the classic Super Bowl food, but also, instead of pizza, maybe that's when you're doing the sausage and gravy or whatever. Biscuits and gravy, sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Do you eat chicken wings at brunch?
No, but it's the Super Bowl. I eat chicken wings at the Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl brunch party.
I eat chicken wings with brunch. Yeah, if you kind of.
But do
if
you? Have you ever ate chicken wings with brunch?
No. But exactly. You know what? But I'm an innovator.
But I've eaten pizza for breakfast.
I'm just thinking, like, the only
and
thing.
Spaghetti.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the only thing I want out of this entire thing is just a tray full of bacon. I feel like that's. Like, that would be the ideal, because who doesn't love that? Like, the smell of a tray full of bacon would be awesome.
What's happened here, too, is what happens quite frequently. This one over here has dug her heels in on her idea of the brunch.
You guys are poking holes in it, and I really want you to get on board with the brunch.
I'm pro brunch. I was just really
hoping that you guys would elaborate on the menu with me more.
She wanted to just go, yeah, great. All right, yeah,
sweet.
Sure. Do it. Yes, you should do that. Just saying that there may be pitfalls.
Maybe.
And things that you should look out for.
I don't know. Mimosas at 5 o'clock in the afternoon sound delicious.
No, that's fine. But maybe not everybody. I don't know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Two things when it comes to chicken wings. First of all, number one, put them in the air fryer. You'll thank me later. Oh, my God.
So good.
And way healthier.
Yeah.
And way healthier. Number two, it's an exciting chicken wings round of Florida.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Flo Rida.
Ohio. Oh, Washington.
Touchdown, Washington.
Ah, the school lunch lady.
Oh, no.
They always seem so sweet and harmless. Little old high school cafeteria lunch lady.
I don't know who you're picturing because I didn't grow up with that.
I had the nicest cafeteria ladies ever.
My mom was that for a minute.
Mine felt like it was straight out of the Matilda movie.
Really?
Yeah.
The OG. You in the Matilda movie. It's so funny. This is more what you're thinking of. Because some of these, what seemingly harmless, sweet, elderly old ladies serving school lunch are capable of high-stakes avian thievery.
Oh, okay.
66-year-old Vera Liddell was the, quote, food service director at a school district in, we won't say where, but she was arrested. She stole $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She'd been working there for at least a decade during the pandemic, same difference.
Yeah.
She started over-ordering chicken, and they knew, the food people knew her, because she'd been doing that job for 10 years.
Yeah.
And they knew her, and they didn't think anything of it. Funny part about this is, she started over-ordering chicken and picking it up herself in a district cargo van. That extra chicken never even made it to the school.
Oh, no.
She took it.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing. She ended up being caught because she kind of overlooked one thing. Somebody decided one day to just, see what she was buying for the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they went, yeah, we don't serve chicken wings because they have bones in them.
Yeah, they can't serve that kind of stuff.
They can't serve it to the kids because kids are dumb and they'll choke on the bones. So nobody really knows what she was doing. But the guess is that she was, she had talked to somebody else who ran a chicken wing joint.
And then was selling them off.
And was just selling them off. And she was getting them for nothing because she wasn't paying for them.
Yeah.
But she was selling, again, $1.5 million worth of chicken wings over the last 3 or 4 years.
That's insane.
And strangely enough, they're not letting her out, with no bond. They're holding her on $150,000 bond.
That's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know what? Probably rightfully so. Yeah. So do you think that was Florida? Oh, Florida.
Yeah. What's good? It's your boy, Flo Rida.
Ohio. Or Washington.
Touchdown, Washington.
See, chicken wings are beloved by all. So I'm trying to place it with a state, maybe chicken wing capital of Washington. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I will say Ohio.
Yeah, I'd go with Ohio.
Just because I want to blame anyone else.
If I was playing the game, I'd go with Ohio.
I'm going Washington because I'm picturing her picking up the chicken wings in the cargo van, and I feel like Washington is a more small town, so it wouldn't be odd for the lunch lady to go and pick it up themselves rather than the food be delivered
to
the school.
You know
what?
I figured that too, but then I also was like, how did she get away with it for so long? And I've heard a lot about Ohio having bad accounting with it. Like a lot of school district issues in Ohio, so I was like, maybe it slipped through the cracks.
It's none of them. This is all just a horrible trick. It's suburban Chicago,
oh, God.
Illinois, so next door to Ohio. So we were kind of in the
neighborhood. Yeah, you know, we were close.
You were in the neighborhood. Yeah. You know, ish. It's all Midwest.
You bamboozled us.
Yeah. But still, oh my God.
I can't even. By the way, and then you find that if you're the accountant or whoever it is that finds that little, like, what? Why are we missing?
Think you made a giant mistake.
Like, we've ran through our budget for the year for the lunch. Yeah. What's happening right
million
now?
Million and a half over the last, like, 3-4 years. Yeah. Or wouldn't that be awesome if she just had, like, her own food truck and it was Vera's stolen chicken? And everybody went, oh, that's funny. And, you know, and she really was stealing the chicken. Speaking of stealing. You can steal from us 4 tickets to Paw Patrol Live, the great pirate adventure.
Dude, I got hit up by my friends over the weekend about this. They're so stoked.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want to have something for little kids.
Yeah.
And why that we, yeah, you would think it would be Taylor Swift tickets that we would, speaking of illicit offers, of all the people looking for us to, you know, to do nefarious dealings. No, do something for your preschool age kids. Like Paw Patrol Live. We've got 4 tickets and a chance for you to upgrade to a big, you know, VIP package. All of that with a special TV theme song edition of the 177 second survey. We'll play Finish the Lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Cause Cindy Williams, Shirley from Laverne and Shirley died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last week. They kept it quiet for a week. She lived here for a little while.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
In fact, lots
of celebrities end up living here at some point. It's kind of cool.
And I always end up feeling guilty because they asked to have her on this show a few times, you know, more than once, probably 3 or 4 times.
Sure.
They're like, hey, you sure she's a TV icon? And I'm like, yeah, right. And just at the time.
It just didn't fit. That's all.
It didn't feel right for this show. But then now that she's passed, I'm kind of like, ah, God, I wish we had done it. We should have. Podcasted or something.
It's fine.
We should have. But could you complete these lyrics?
There is nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible.
No.
This time, there's no stopping us. We're gonna do it.
You couldn't have done that one?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. The TV, the theme song is iconic. I wouldn't have done that part of it.
What is that from?
Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, that is Laverne and Shirley.
That is Laverne and Shirley. Yeah, but that was forever. You weren't even thought of at that point.
No.
They weren't even going down.
Maybe my dad started working with my mom, but then she wasn't even looking at him like, okay, playa.
Yeah. But your dad wasn't working your mom. You know what I'm saying? Oh, gross. No, that's gross.
The Shep Buchanan Show.
It's very sad. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, she passed away at the age of 75 last week.
Yeah.
They kept it quiet until yesterday. She lived here for a little bit. Nice lady from all accounts.
But yeah.
Super nice lady. And they wanted to have her on the show here and there, you know, because she'd be doing stuff every once in a while here in town.
Sure. Just didn't work out. That's all.
Well, didn't seem like the right thing.
I get it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I feel guilty.
You shouldn't feel guilty. It just didn't work out.
All right. Fine then. All right, Maddie, who's on the phone for 177 second survey?
Chase Blake from Summerlin.
What did you call him?
Action hero Chase Blake.
Yeah, right.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
All right, good. Very serious. He's down to business
right now.
Well,
he's an action hero.
Oh,
so.
And he's doing this. He's like, look, I'm doing this for my kids. What kind of BS are you going to put me through so that I can get my kids tickets to this Paw Patrol thing? That I don't know if they serve beer at it, but. You'll endure.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I understand. Yeah, so it's a Finish the Lyrics classic TV theme show. You're not gonna participate in this at all, are you?
Oh, I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Chances of you singing along with the theme to Scooby Doo, I think, are 0 and 9, and 0 just left the building.
Hilarious.
I'm not even calling it slim.
No,
you know what I mean. I think the chances of superhero Chase Blake participating in this game are, I'm willing to try it. Finish the lyrics.
Dooby dooby doo, where are you?
We got some work to do now.
Oh my God, you know what? Better anything that happens from this point forward, we've already won. I think all of us,
solid, dude.
All of us have won. I'm expecting Kayla and Maddie to pick you up on this one.
lost out there and you're all alone.
Kayla?
You're lost out there and you're all alone. Waiting for someone to carry you home.
Yay! Life is waiting to carry you home.
Life is waiting to carry you home.
Everywhere you look.
Well, fantastic. Now we're getting somewhere. See, we said this was going to be an absolute failure or it was going to be awesome. We've just gone into awesome territory for my mind. All right. Try this one.
When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood.
I got in one little fight. My mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
This guy.
I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
This is the greatest thing ever. All right, I love this. Here's the next one.
All of them had hair of gold, like their mother.
Oh, it's the Brady Bunch, but I don't remember the rest of it.
Kayla? The youngest one in curls.
The youngest one in curls.
Woo! Cindy Brady was making the, or Cindy Olson, who played Cindy Brady, was making the rounds a number of years ago with a book about just basically of how she was just a teenage degenerate during and after they made the
Brady
Bunch.
Yeah.
And so we, like a lot of radio stations did, we had a wall that that celebrities would sign, and she made a little drawing of herself and put little musical notes and wrote, the youngest one was bombed. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. This will be an easy one. Kayla will be able to help you on this one. Maddie, too, probably.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Your life's a joke, or you're broke, your life's a joke, your life's gonna be okay, or something like that.
Yeah. Fine,
your
but
love,
no.
Life's the away. Job's a joke, you're broke.
I realized I wasn't
just like you're always stuck in
second gear. And there's something, something day you week.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah.
Blake is Blake's super the
boy. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew.
Who is that? I don't know that one.
You got me on that one.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say,
you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say,
wow.
What is that? What's that? What is that?
Thank you. Yeah, you got me on that one. Being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
I always said they should have used the original Andrew Gold version.
He was robbed.
They probably didn't want to pay him. I think we've done enough with this.
Yeah. Superhero Chase Blake, you killed it. Good job.
Dude, we're very proud of all of us, to be honest with you. Have fun at Paw Patrol. Fingers crossed that they'll serve beer.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Relationship Rehab today, brought to you by Aaron Layla Jewelers, where perfect creations begin. We need to hear from you on this. The long and the short of it is, every year, Kevin goes away on a work comp.
Yes.
Okay? Company pays for it. Airfare and hotel.
It's all put up, man.
He's got the rest on him. This year, you know what? My best friend, John, went through this with the family.
Okay.
Because he would go to Anaheim every year, and they lived in Seattle. Yeah, and it was like, well, why don't we get to go? So this year, the conference is in Orlando at Disney World.
At Disney World, too. Mm.
Yeah. Wife wants to come. Well, he says the hotel, in any event, is at Disney World, but why wouldn't the rest of it be there?
Yeah, just in the conference center. Yeah, it's usually in the conference centers that are attached to the hotels that are right next to Disney.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess in Anaheim, it was a little different because it was at the Anaheim Convention Center, you know, which is down the street.
It's a little different, yeah. Yeah,
sort of walking distance. In any event, my wife wants to come and bring our 3 daughters. I love my wife. I love my daughters. Traveling across the country with 3 kids. Oldest is 6. Youngest is 10 months. And then having to entertain them after the conference every day sounds exhausting. I don't even want to go now. Am I the
jerk?
Yeah, jerk. If I tell her I just want to go alone.
I feel like you should. Okay, so here's one of 2 things.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is usually my 3-day break that I get once a year. I'd like to spend time with my colleagues that I don't see, except for this one conference. And I'm going to, I have real rip from the headlines with your boy Chet Buchanan. I don't have kids. But we've come up against this.
Yes.
And actually, we didn't even come up against it. I went, what an opportunity that we have. But this is okay. 702-364-9898. What do you do? What do you do here? Is he the jerk?
But the problem is that, yeah, in some ways he's kind of a jerk for not wanting to bring his family to the happiest place on earth. I hate to say it, because I do feel like he should be able to go by himself and not make this a family thing. I do. But at the same time, if you're literally looking for the answer of, is he a jerk? Then, yeah, because you don't want to take your kids to the happiest place on earth.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
I'm going to vote no, because this is a work thing. And it just happens to be at Disney World. And I'm sorry, but I also have a way through. I have a way around and a way through. Just really quick.
Okay.
Yes or no, no explanation. Yes or no, jerk or no.
No, he's not being a jerk.
No jerk. Maddie says no jerk. Chet says no jerk. Kayla says jerk.
Yes.
What say you? Chris, you're on the not jerk. I don't know why I love that click so much. Chris, you're on the not jerk side.
Yes.
How come?
There's always another time to bring the kids. But like what he said, he wanted to spend that time alone and... Yeah, he's going to be so tired after the convention, so he wanted a space from everything, you know, from the kids and from the wife and everything like that.
Kayla just made the no, and you're right. Kayla just made the sign of the, there's stuff on the text line, but are they are you only cherry picking the ones that are back in your
no, no, no. There's only because, one on the text line that agreed with me. Everything because, else is well, on Chris's train.
Yeah, nobody. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
honestly, I'm a little surprised. You.
I'm not on the island. I'm not. There are people that are agreeing with me, just more saying that you guys are right. That's fine.
This is Scott Island vibes.
That's fine.
It's Scott
Island.
You
welcome. Welcome to call him out. Call him as I see it. Island.
That's right. That's right. Welcome. Welcome to the only one who's thinking straight. Island. That's right. Jennifer, you vote no jerk.
Absolutely no jerk. Because let's say his conference wasn't at Disney World, would he be bringing his wife and kids?
Well, they
no,
wouldn't
that's,
go.
That's
yeah,
the whole thing.
Go.
Like, they're literally the happiest
exactly.
place on earth.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter where it's at. It's still for work, and she should understand that. You understand? Because if it was, like, let's say Des Moines, Iowa, nobody really wants to go there, but you wouldn't be wanting to bring your kids to his work trip there.
I don't know.
Biggest ball of twine, man.
I was just going to say. Is that really a
no,
thing, or did we both
like
just make that
just
up?
He just doesn't want to be alone with the kids, which is understandable, but it's for his job, so you need to just step back.
Loose meat sandwiches? Des Moines, Iowa?
Nothing wrong with Des Moines, Iowa or anything, but I'm just saying, like, if it wasn't at Disney World, she wouldn't be wanting to go, so.
And you could pop in on original host of the old school KLUC Morning Zoo, Amy Sweet.
Yeah.
She's not the original original. She's not the original original.
But she's your first original.
She's my first. She was my first. all right, Jen, have a great day. Yeah, Trixie, can you add anything to that? Because you're saying no jerk.
Yeah, well, you played the perfect song. I miss you more than life. Let him miss her. Like, they can compromise and like take the kids later when the baby's older. I mean, unless she wants to go all day with the kids by herself while he's in the conference and let him hang out afterwards, then no.
It sounds like that's what she's suggesting, is that she is going to go into the park with the kids while he is conferencing.
No. He was
but
like,
she's going to be angry at him if he's not going to want to help her at the end of the day.
She's got
oh, yeah.
Those, yeah, those three kids in the... No, that sounds horrible.
Nap time?
That sounds
I don't know.
Awful. Especially when you've still got diapers to change. That sounds just horrific.
Horrible.
Horrific. Now, if you want to make everybody super miserable, bring your mother-in-law.
Well, that was my idea. But...
I don't know. No, my mother-in-law is great. I'm talking about other people. Laura, you also say not a jerk. Yeah, by the way, now would be the time to jump in. If you want to vote jerk, now would be the time to jump in. Sydney, we see you. Please hold. Laura, give us one more reason why he's not a jerk.
Well, just like everybody else said, you know, it's a work thing.
Yeah,
so he definitely needs to... Just make sure he keeps work with work. You know, he can always schedule another time to go with his family.
Yeah, we had DJ school morning show boot camp in Chicago, but I really wanted to take my wife because we've been to Chicago a couple of times and just love it.
Yeah,
just absolutely. I love Chicago as a city.
I try to double dip when we go, and I see all my friends that live in Chicago as well as do the boot camp thing.
Well, bingo. And then my wife's aunt, both of her aunts and uncles, who we also absolutely love. So the idea was that she was going to go this last time. She was going to go and just stay with them for a couple of days, and then she would come back into the city, and then maybe I'd come out and get her. And be able to see Aunt Sharon,
yes.
Who, by the way, is the sod queen of Illinois. The grass they grow on her farm is what they use at Soldier Field.
Oh, dang.
And apparently the workers have grown some high-quality marijuana out in the back 40.
Oh, my God.
It's quite good along the fence line.
How would you know, sir?
I was told. I was told because they love telling that story because everybody laughs.
Yeah.
Kayla, make your point. You make your final point for why he's a jerk. Or can you add any more?
I can. He's being a jerk because it is the happiest place on earth, and she is looking for an escape. Now, yes. Now they have a 10-month-old. I think that's irresponsible. Like, well, not irresponsible. I think it's just gonna be a little tough. Maybe the solution is just bringing his mom, her mom, whatever, and we'll get her an extra room. But they are looking for a vacation. She has been mom. She's been mom focused for the last 5 years, and now she's had a newborn. She's looking for a little bit of an escape too. So why not go have a little fun as well and double dip on the vacation? I guarantee you, she and her brain is thinking it won't cost us any extra money other than the plane tickets, and then to shell out for the ticket that we'll save on the room and all that. Like, that's exactly what
she's
thinking.
Not if you're taking your mother-in-law. Now you got to pay for her.
But she's not thinking about that. She didn't mention the mother-in-law. All I'm saying is that might be a solution. But in her brain, she is thinking that this is brilliant because dad doesn't want to go to Disney. Dad wants to conference, and then we'll go
Dad
to the Disney.
Dad wants to drink with his friends.
Exactly. During the day while you conference.
The afternoon, after it's over. What, you know, the last panel gets over at 4:30.
And she's not thinking about that.
And then you get to go out with your friends and have a nice steak and then drink a little and not have, and like he said, that's his three-day break.
Now, his solution
your
is...
Your boat is leaky, kid.
No, my boat is not leaky at all. My boat is solid. The problem is that he is not rowing in that boat. He needs to go to her and say to her, hey, I have dinner plans with all these clients as well, so I cannot make that.
All right, let's go really fast. Sydney, why is Kayla right and we're all idiots?
Kayla is right because he's being selfish. I am a huge Disney person. Do you know what Disney costs? First, the 10-month-old is going to be free. The conference is making it cheaper for them to go as a family. I get it. 3 days off. I'm sure he gets to go to this conference by himself every other time. It is one time. He can have dinner later. This is going to save them so much money, and they might not have an opportunity like this to save that kind of money to go to Disney. This could be her moment.
God, I wish you were the last call because I would love to say, hey, Sydney, how long have you and Kevin been married? But I was going to say, I can't. Now I got to save it. Maybe I can use that for somebody else. Sydney, thank you. Have a great day. Victoria, why can you add to that?
I think he's a jerk because not only is he being selfish by saying he's breakaway from the family, that, like the last caller said, it's an opportunity that it's cheap cost because I'm planning on going to Disney World and it's expensive.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot to it. Paula, anything else you can jump in with?
Yeah. He's not a jerk. He wants to go to a conference. He has three kids. I understand it. But as it is, if he doesn't want to take his kids...
Oh, you didn't turn your radio down.
No.
You didn't turn your radio down. All right, but we get the idea. I think, you know what I mean? We get the idea.
I didn't flip-flop. I still stay in that vibe that he's a jerk.
Really proud of you.
Mm.
I still want to know how long Sydney and Kevin have been married. I still want to know because I don't know. That sounded like it was hitting her personal. You know what I mean? Like it was hitting her pretty deep.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
What are two things in the world that producer Maddie loves more than anything else?
Rhode Island.
What are three things in the world?
Her fiance.
You know the freaking answers, and you're just torturing me right now.
I don't.
This was your idea. Was your idea. You said we missed one of the TV themes. Just stay focused on what you know. What's the TV theme?
I don't know.
Nobody knows where they might end up.
You suck as a human being. Kayla goes, Kayla literally looked at me and went, now this happens quite often, by the way. She's really like, her head hurts.
Right oh, no.
Now. Her head hurts right now because she's trying to think of what she said to me and she don't remember. Even though I went, oh, it's a great idea. And then I went, oh, I just found something. It's an amazing gift to Maddie that you've inspired. And she was like, what? And I go, I'll show you in a minute. You don't remember that conversation either, do you?
We
just had that one 5 minutes ago where I said, I have a gift. And you went, for me? And I said, no, for her. But it was inspired by you. You don't remember me saying that to you?
I didn't hear that part, no. I said, oh, for me? And then that's the last I heard.
Hey, listen, we haven't talked about this lately. I'm going to need you to just drink a little less when you're on the show in the morning. I know to get through it. I know it's necessary.
Not part of our deal. I have it in my contract.
It's necessary to get through it. I helped you negotiate that. Do you remember that part? How drunk do you think I am right now? All right, fine. You're cut out of this deal.
I'm sorry. I really don't remember any of this.
I'm going to turn my whole body towards you. shutting you out of the conversation. Oh, I'm good. Turning my whole body towards Maddie. TV theme that we absolutely missed. SpongeBob SquarePants. What do you love more than anything?
You're so right.
You would have been great. Now, but were you aware of this? In searching for SpongeBob to play for you so you could sing along.
Okay.
What do you love more than SpongeBob? What do you love more than anything? And maybe even more than your fiance whatever.
Demi Lovato.
Ladies and gentlemen, Demi Lovato singing SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've never seen this.
As Christina Aguilera.
Oh, God.
What the hell?
Hey!
I think it's only appropriate now that we all just take a quick break just to let Maddie have a moment.
The Chip Buchanan Show.
It's The More You Know. Before we go, the first American sitcom. There's a theme to today's show.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about sitcoms and old shows and stuff because Cindy Williams, who was Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, she passed. And even if you've never watched Laverne and Shirley, you know what Laverne and Shirley is.
Sure, yeah.
That's one of those iconic
I've never watched
things.
It, but I know of it, yeah.
It was very adorable, too. I've been... You know, it's kind of a little bummed today because when Cindy Williams lived here in Las Vegas, it seems like everybody who's been in showbiz lives in Las Vegas at some point.
Sure.
And she was doing projects around town and stuff like that. And so she had offered to come on the show, or her people had offered her to come on the show before. And it's kind of we're like, yeah, it doesn't really fit. It's not really a thing. And so we've kind of been like... You know, I've been kind of bummed about that.
Sure, not taking advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah,
but...
and Kayla's like, okay, at the time, no.
It didn't fit. It's fine.
Yeah, you would have thought I was stupid. So, but somebody else is like, well, we had her on our podcast. Would you like to play that? And it's like, no. We're good, but thank you. Thank you for reaching out. The first American sitcom ever shown in China was...
Seinfeld.
That would maybe make sense.
I don't know why. It feels fitting.
Yeah. No, Growing Pains.
Oh, okay.
I think wholesome and no issues. Seinfeld, strangely enough, if you go back and watch, a little subversive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Seinfeld makes commentary on things. And especially as they went along. They would make very solid, they would make points.
Yeah.
About stuff. M&Ms are named after their two founders. You may know this. Forrest Mars. And a guy that was his buddy, Bruce Murray, M&M, they wound up hating each other. Mars bought out Murray's shares after 8 years.
Interesting.
And ended up making all the money.
You know what's funny is with that M&M's and like Mars Company, they lean into all those like history kind of things for like advertising. So I was going to say like it's interesting that they wouldn't lean into that, but if he ends up being like... You know, some guy of note somewhere else, and they're like, we can't play into this Murray guy anymore if it was really, really tumultuous.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is. The entire province of Alberta, Canada, has been rat-free for 70 years. Back around World War II, 70 years ago, government decided to get rid of rats, so they just did. And to make sure that it stays that way, they have a pest control crew on the border to prevent rats from coming in. I would imagine it's like how California makes you go through the thing for the fruit.
Oh,
you know,
sure,
and
sure.
The fruit flies.
Yeah.
I would assume it's probably like that.
But can you imagine, though, at the border, it's like, it's not mountain teas. It's when I, you know yeah. what I mean?
Hey, I'm working for the state. I got a uniform. Oh, are you a Mountie? red states and blue states have only been that way since 2000.
Really? What were they before?
before that, Republicans were generally blue, Democrats were red. I didn't
know that.
My mind is blown. My mind is way blown. Most microwaves that are sold in the U.S., as we told you a minute ago, made by a single Chinese company, Midea. And I know the names like the movies and everything. No, it's M-I-D-E-A. And no, she doesn't. Midea doesn't make microwaves. Although that could be the next Tyler Perry movie. this Midea company provides microwaves for Toshiba, a company called Comfy, Black & Decker, GE, Whirlpool. What was this other?
Breville. Yeah.
Insignia and more. LG, Samsung, they make their own. As does Panasonic. But Panasonic, if you're going a little lower end on Panasonic, guess who makes it? Midea. And it's been that way for a long time.
That's fascinating, dude.
I guess.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's just interesting. Yeah, that these guys are like the microwave kings of the world. It's the more you know before we go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
You are nothing but pure evil. You are...
I love you.
You're evil. That's awesome. I really did know. She told another one earlier.
Yes.
She test drove one earlier and I went, finally I know it. All right, what's the joke?
What do you call a horse who only stays awake at night?
I don't know it. I don't know.
A nightmare.
I should have known.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!